FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy, one female orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop.
Today's Locker Room Talk and Shots topic is 10 types of play for BDSM newbies with Dominatrix Lucy. If you have been listening to my podcast for any time now, chances are you have heard a podcast with Dominatrix Lucy. She has led us through most all of our BDSM episodes beautifully and gained a little bit of a following. Now, before we go any further, I want to encourage you, if you are a listener, to go to my YouTube channel. The handle is at Annette Benedetti. That's Annette, Benedetti. And the reason why you're going to want to do that is today's episode is going to involve a lot of objects, toys,
visual aids.
And I will, of course, do my best to describe them as we show them so that listeners get the full idea. Mm-hmm. But you are definitely going to want to go and check out some of the things that you can get for yourself that will allow you to fully immerse yourself in the newbie BDSM experience. And so please go ahead and do that. Also, scroll down, you are going to find a link to the YouTube channel, my e-newsletter, so I can send you lots of sexy tips and information. You can subscribe to my newsletter as well. Now, before we go on any further, Lucy, can you tell the listeners just a little bit about you and throw out some of the past episodes they should go to get to know you better?
Right. So hi, everybody. Lucy here. Yet again, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I have been on quite a few episodes. We did Chastity. We did Bucket List for New Year's. We did Locktober. We did Toys, 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 and many, many more. So check them out.
Right. One of my favorite that I'm going to encourage my listeners and viewers to check out right now is our 2024 sex bucket list, because we gave you tons of great ideas for sexy things to do to spice up your life this year. And you're going to want to check them out if you are wanting to, you know, next level your sex life. But let's not waste any time. I am ready to dive into the top types of play and activities for BDSM newbies. Raise your glasses. We're having coffee and water. Healthy like that.
Yep. It's too early.
Too early. Let's get ready to talk about BDSM.
Cheers.
Cheers. The first thing you need to do, and it is more of an activity, but it certainly can be a turn on, is you need to go over and fill out a BDSM contract with your partner. Now, we have one here that Lucy has brought. It is a full-on book. And the lovely thing about, and look, there's also ones online. And if you sign up for my e-newsletter, then that will be sent to you. A link to that will be sent to you. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about this is you are not only going to have an opportunity to learn about all of the activities that are out there. Some of them may shock you and freak you out. You got to remember, you don't have to do them if you don't want to, mm-hmm. but they also may feed your creativity. But filling this out with your partner, basically it's going to be a yes, no, maybe list, mm-hmm. where you're going to go through this together or separately and then exchange, and then you get to talk about it, which it can be a real turn on. For sure. And you're going to see the different types of BDSM play opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. You each get to do your yes, no, and maybes, exchange, and then sit down together and go through them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's super helpful because obviously, no matter how good your imagination is, it's not as good as this, as some other people. So having kind of a document you can refer to, at least, you don't have to actually fill it out. You can just give it a read and then just have a discussion about it to make sure you're all on the same page and reading the same book. Very important. So you can begin your BDSM journey.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And just reading, well, it can be very erotic just knowing the other person, your person, is like looking through these things. Mm-hmm. I have done this in the past with somebody, and then exchanging them and talking about them. It's kind of like sex talk. It's definitely sex talk.
Absolutely. And of course, if something shocks you on their list, be kind. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own little things. And if it's hard enough for you, like, make sure you're advocating for yourself and saying, hey, I can see you're kind of interested in this, but this is a super hard no for me. So we will not be doing that.
Right. Yeah. And to keep it sexy and a positive experience, make sure you don't shame any, don't yuck anyone's yum. And don't get upset when someone says no. This is a great beginning space to build communication. The cool thing about this contract is you can revisit it down the line, and your contract may change. As you try things, you may be like, oh, this was a hard no before. It's just become a maybe. And that can be exciting to see your progression with your partner.
For sure.
Over time. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to number two. Pre-negotiating language and honorifics. So this is a space where you're going to talk about the language you're going to want to try out during sex.
For sure. So these are the good times to decide, do you want to be called a queen or a master or a madam? This is my preferred, just for people to know.
Madam.
It is Madam Lucy. I like that one. As well as, I guess, daddy, mommy. That would be another.
She does not like daddy and mommy. She can barely even say it here. So those are honorifics. So with right. For male identifying people, maybe they like daddy or mister or master. Mm-hmm. Those are some honorifics. And the fun thing that you can do together is just start trying them out in bedroom situations. Mm-hmm. Maybe not while you're fully, like, don't jump into like spanking and all that stuff and then trying to use them, but like mm-hmm. just during your vanilla sex, if you're moving from the vanilla world, trying out master, trying out daddy. How does it feel? Mm-hmm. I can say daddy real easy. No problem over here. Mm-hmm. Mommy would never work for me. Oh, anyways. Peculiar.
But yes.
Those are honorifics, right?
Yes, they are. And pick one or several that you enjoy and have them. I mean, it can also be if you are on the kind of receiving side and you also enjoy words like slut or bitch right. or fuck boy or fuck toy. Those are also something you can be called in a sexy time situation. They don't have to be appraising.
You can also decide, do you want to be called good girl, good boy, bad boy, slut, cum slut, like all of there's all those different other words. Some people want to be called a dirty whore. I don't, not my thing. Not that that matters, but just you can just start pre-negotiating before you get in bed. Do not jump into bed. Start
yelling slut at your partner.
Don't do it. Trust me. Don't do it. I have had someone do that before. I've definitely several times throughout my love life, my sex life, my banging life, I've just been having a great time and then had someone called me a random, mean, degrading name. Not at all ready for it.
Instantly lost sex drive.
Instantly.
You're just like, and I'm done. Thank you.
I was just like, what the walk away. Fuck did you? Yeah, it ended. It ended. It definitely ended a couple of connections.
For sure. It's, don't do that. If you, I mean, unless you want to get kicked out of bed. Yeah. Then totally do that.
Maybe that's your kink.
Maybe it is. Maybe you just want everything to stop instantaneously.
Yeah. Maybe you want to be rejected. That could be your kink.
Totally fine.
Yeah. That will do it.
Yeah. I mean, let your freak flag fly. It's super okay.
Yeah. All right. So we've cleared that up. Sit down with your partner ahead of time. Maybe write out the ones you're interested in. You guys can be like, if this is also a yes, no, maybe like hard no thing. Maybe mm-hmm. you're like, for Lucy, if someone's like, hey, I'd like to call you mommy, she'd be like, nope.
Yeah, no.
So you want to pre-negotiate that, then take off the clothes, get into bed, and give it a go.
Absolutely.
That could be fun, funny, you know, lots of things. Our next one is explore sensation play. This is like very beginner level. Like, let's figure out what kind of touch and sensation you are into. And this is where we have
some visual aids.
Visual aids. This, if you are listening right now, it's like a head scratcher, basically. It is a head scratcher.
People love it.
It's not painful, but
it's like a new sensation you can introduce. So that's a good one, especially if you use a blindfold. That's our next visual aid.
Right. So we've got blindfolds. I've got one right here. So a red, just, you know, this is like, looks like a sleeping mask. This is an
easy and be a sleeping mask.
Right. An inexpensive one to get and use. Mm-hmm. If you go to lovehoney.com, you can find these all over the place. You can use my code EXPLORES15 and get 15% off these kinds of products. They're real cheap.
That's great. Yeah. So sensation play, it's also enhanced with a blindfold because then you're not focusing on visual things. You are just focusing on what you're feeling.
And let's talk about this. This head scratcher, if you look at it, it's very delicate. And the thing is, when we were talking about sensation play, people automatically think pain, but that's not what we're doing here. We're figuring out what kind of sensation lights up the person you're with or lights you up. You may think one thing, but when you get an opportunity to try different objects, you may be like, oh, the thing that actually gets me closer to orgasm or gets me more aroused is totally different. So this isn't painful. It's actually more of a sensual sensation. So if this is something that
don't start with the pain stuffs.
That's a good piece of advice.
With gentler things. One other thing we have. This is one of the...
This is a Wharton Will.
Thank you. But it's also not very painful. It's just a little...
So if you don't know, for listeners, what a Wharton Will is, it looks like a pizza cutter, a small one with spikes on it. So this is where what you could use to see how you like more of a pain sensation, a pokey pain sensation. There are different types of sensual sensations. There are different types of pain sensations. The Wharton Will is a great introduction. So when someone is blindfolded, you could, you know, just run it up and down their arm so that they could
see.
Or thigh or over their breast, their boobies, whatever you would explore with this sensation.
For sure. So another thing you can do is hot and cold play, grab some ice cubes from your freezer, and then you can just run those over your partner's body. A hot one can be like a massage candle. That is, matchmaker.
Yeah. So this massage candle not only is this massage candle, which is made by Eye of Love, it's called Matchmaker, perfect for heating up. And then, you know, you can drip it on your partner's body. You can let it cool to whatever level they're comfortable with. It's also infused with pheromones and designed to enhance your libido, make you feel more attracted to one another. I have used their perfumes and I am telling you right now, I buy into it all. Like, it's been very effective. I wear the perfume every day. But any kind of massage candle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? And
or massage oil as well. Like, it doesn't have to be warm. That's a very nice sensation as well to have to perform on your partner.
Another sensation toy I have is this small flogger. Now, before you think of flogger, that seems big. This thing is actually very soft. It's made out of, it has little minute, kind of almost the size of like thick strands of hair, made out of silicone. Mm-hmm. And so it does not hurt. Regardless of how hard you smack it on someone, it may be a little stingy, mm-hmm. but it's not, it won't elicit a lot of pain. But it is, again, sort of the introduction to that kind of impact play. And I love this because you can use this very small flogger all over the body. It's great to use on the breasts. If you enjoy a sensation on your breasts, it's fantastic. You can use it lightly on a penis. You can use it on the labia. Be careful around the clitoris, but I've enjoyed that as well, inside of thighs, which can be really delicate. So this one is fantastic. One other toy I want to introduce as you are exploring sensation is there is a company called Dia, and I think it's dialove.com. I'll have to look that up and I can send it to you in an e-newsletter. When it comes to sensation play, they have several toys. One toy, she brought up heat and cold. Mm-hmm. They actually have basically a dildo that you can turn cold and you can turn hot by pushing buttons, which is really cool. But I want to bring out this toy, which is fantastic for sensation play. And it is this, it looks like a feather and it vibrates. So it is a silicone blue feather type toy. Ooh, cool. It vibrates and then you can slap it as well. Ooh. You can use it for slapping. So you get a little sting, or it has vibration to it. So you could just run it up and down your arm or your body, as Lucy is doing to me right now. If you're on YouTube, you can see that. To explore a variety of sensations. This is one of my favorite sensation toys. Again, I can send you a link to this in the e-newsletter if you scroll down and subscribe. But some other quick, obvious sensation tools, feathers, ticklers.
Silk scarves, anything that you like the fabric of, or like fake fur. Very nice for sensational stuff.
And don't forget, you've got your own body. So you can use your fingernails down someone's back. You can tickle them. You can bite lightly. You've got your hands. You can
chomp.
No, don't chomp. But I don't know how many times I've had that happen to me. Spanking lightly. You know, you can do a little slappy slappy with your hand. Mm-hmm. Little slappy slappy with your hand.
Gently.
But this is sensation play. This is not impact play. This is just figuring out what mm-hmm. kinds of sensations you like. And it's fun to do it with first blindfolded. And then down the road, you can add restraints. But we're not there. Number four.
All right. So number four, here we are. Another kind of moving on from sensation play. Collaring is a good way to go for a submissive type situation if you wish to explore. So you can put a collar on your submissive, whoever they are.
I've got a collar right here that I personally hate on my own body, but you can see, and it comes with a leash.
Yes.
So there's a little control, but you don't have to start with a collar like this one. If you're listening, this is a kind of, I don't know if it's actual leather. I think it is actual leather. It's very thick. So it's going to cover a lot of your neck. It has a metal loophole attached to it that you can clamp on your, or attach your leash to, mm-hmm. and then a black leather leash. So this is a pretty, you know, with a buckle and back, this is a pretty sturdy, big collar, but you mm-hmm. can start with.
This is another type of collar.
It's a velvet strap.
Velvet strap, yeah. And then it has like little loops where you can use it as a collar and then make sure your loop is tight, so it doesn't accidentally choke your companion.
Yeah, you don't want to choke anybody here. That mm-hmm. you got to be careful with collars, yep. because you don't want to end up strangling someone, which on this note, you should always have a pair of safety scissors nearby or a way to quickly release someone. Another good intro to collars, there's jewelry out there that you can get. If you're not ready to have a leash attached to a collar, sometimes just wearing a collar is sort of sexy and exciting to people dipping their toe into the BDSM world. And there are cute, more jewelry type collars that you can wear that maybe have, you know, the way you attach them, they have a locking mechanism so that the jewelry stays on. Your partner can keep the key. You can't take off the necklace, or, you know, sometimes it's like, it looks like a little ribbon type collar. You've probably seen them. That can just doing that and wearing that out in public can be a rush, because it signifies to the world that you are owned by someone, you know. And for the person who has the key to the jewelry, you know, you can send pictures of yourself to them while you're out wearing it, letting them know that everybody knows you are owned by someone. So that would be like
exciting.
Some exciting beginner collaring play.
All right, next one, outfits and role play. It kind of comes nicely from the collaring situation, where since you already are collared, now you can find a fun outfit to wear. And it can be anything from corsets or latex or leather, whatever is making you feel the sexiest. It can be just lingerie, or it can be completely naked. You can also go with random things, like we have this fuck toy tattoo. If you prefer the nakedness, you can just slap some slut tattoos, mistress tattoos on your significant self or significant other, which would be like a nice little intro into outfits.
Can you talk about, I've said on this podcast before, I haven't done a lot of real role play, and I don't have a lot of outfits. This is an area of my sex life that maybe at some point I will explore. But can you talk about some great, like, so for someone like me, what do you think some good intro outfits and role play scenarios would be?
So some of the simplest things to do, I think, in outfits is just getting whatever lingerie you have available, be it a corset. Hopefully everybody owns a corset. You should. Everybody should own a corset. Just for fun times. Fishnets work fabulously, especially if it's like a fishnet bodysuit. I think those are always very sexy. And then you can start with, so you have your outfit on, and a good way to start kind of like a submissive, dominant role is have your submissive companion wait for you when you are coming home from work or a bar or wherever you were. And one of my favorites is when they sit on their kind of on their knees and wait for me when I show up with a collar and a leash, so I can grab them and take them to the bedroom and kind of do all the sexy stuff.
We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers. Well, there you go, folks. Yeah. And there are also outfits. I know some people are into the maid outfit.
Yes. And can also, so you can have the fishnets or your, if it's a male companion, or you can also have the maid outfit.
If you wear this up.
A naked apron, super easy. You don't even have to buy anything. I'm sure there's an apron somewhere in your house. Almost everybody owns one, and have your companion, significant other, be in an apron naked, or some nice role playing would be them. If you enjoy domestic chore role play, they can be doing some dishes for you, and then you can come over and fondle them lovingly.
Take note. Domestic chore role play is a thing. So if you are someone who either has a partner who you know would get off on you doing chores for them, and you want to get kinky, this might be a good suggestion. Say, hey, I've been wanting to get into a little bit of kinkiness. I'll do some chores. For
sure. And then you can have a little bit of like the same flogger. You can give them a little sensation play on their butt or their thighs gently while they're doing this chore for you.
Mm-hmm. You could do sexy school teacher. Get a sexy school teacher outfit.
Or if you're into the teacher outfit, not a schoolgirl outfit or a schoolboy outfit, you can be a teacher with a ruler and make them write lines for you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So you could be either the teacher or the school
person.
Yeah.
And have a strict teacher telling you to write lines, something fabulously inappropriate.
Over and over again.
Over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are some outfit ideas and some role play ideas, a great place, again, to find outfits that are not expensive. And I think definitely when you're first getting into this, into any BDSM thing, you want to obviously buy things that aren't going to break the bank right off the bat to see if you like it. So again, lovehoney.com, you can go and they have a whole like lingerie costume section, completely reasonable and affordable for most all folks. Again, I have a discount code. It's EXPLORES15. That gets you 15% off. But don't, you know, again, and you can also just find things around the house, like Lucy said.
For sure. Yet again, I feel like everybody kind of owns a pair of fishnets somewhere in their house. They exist. And also, especially fishnets are great because at some point, if you do wish to just tear them off, whoever the companion is that they're wearing, it's very easy to do. And they are like usually $3 or $5. So you're not wasting too much.
Yeah.
You know, too much time.
We want to save you money.
We do want to save you money. And then other outfits, like another thing I enjoy is black light and glow-in-the-dark paints.
Ooh.
Yes, those are fun. My whole house is, I have like a string of black lights that I can turn on and it's much fun. And then you can just draw on your companion and then that can be like a sexy thing you do. And then you can take them to the shower and they can be the dirty little gentleman, woman, whoever, you little boy, and then you can wash it off or have them draw on you and then they wash it off. It's like a service type thing that they provide.
All right, we are moving on to number 6, which is intro to restraints, some restraint play. How are we going to start that, Lucy?
I mean, restraints, yet again, whatever you got, silk scarf.
I would highly recommend I have handcuffs that are Velcro release. So they attach to each other, they attach to other things, but they are Velcro. And so they are soft on the wrists. And if someone is in them and wants to get out right away, getting them off is not a big deal. They come off super, super fast, which can, you know, make someone feel safer. It's a safety thing. If you are, you know, if you start out with handcuffs, you've got to have the key. They're metal. It could be rough on someone's wrist. Yeah. Could be painful.
Yeah. Right. I feel like handcuffs are one of the less sexy things. If you're doing restraints, the leather ones are always much better and they are usually pretty easy to take off and whatnot. Another restraint thing I enjoy is the tape.
You can see it if you are on YouTube. Yeah, she has brought, it's not tape, like duct tape.
It's like latexy tape.
It's a latex tape. Look, in fact, you can see she's wrapping it around my arm. It doesn't stick to my skin at all, but it does
sticks to itself.
Stick to itself, which is really useful. Mm-hmm. If you have to get it off fast, make sure to have.
Safety scissors are great. And they are also reasonably cheap. So you can have a couple rolls around the house and you can attach and then just cut it off and throw it on its way and then, you know, move along with your stuff. Another restraint thing is obviously rope. And rope can be restrained. You can restrain somebody to something, definitely be safe. And then also you can do it in a decorative way, but that is more of like a shibari thing.
Yeah. Also, just I think we both agree that rope is definitely a little bit more advanced if you're going to tie someone up to something. Yeah. If you don't know how to tie knots and you need to get them out fast,
scissors.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut the rope and then that can get expensive. But you can definitely use rope. Just always have safety scissors on hand. Mm-hmm. Always.
Like visibly where you can see them and grab them pretty quickly. But yeah, if you're doing more of a decorative rope situation, then you don't necessarily need to cut anybody out of anything. But yes, be mindful. It can be dangerous. So just, you know, be as safe as possible. We don't want anyone to get injured.
100%. So restraints, that's how you're going to get your intro to them, get some Velcro handcuffs, get that latex
tape is
amazing, as an amazing way to start because you can attach it to anything. Mm-hmm. You got some rope on hand, you know, whatever you've got around the house, you've got ties, you've got belts,
silk scarves, whatever it is. Okay, the next one, and it would be a little bit of chastity play, and we're not going to be doing the full-on cage your partner situation because that's a little more advanced, but you can also play just without any restraint. It can be a
verbal command.
It can be just a honor-based system where you are hopefully... And it kind of comes into role playing as well. You can use your companion in a sexy way, but just do not use their penis or their vagina.
Yeah, tell them you can fuck me, but you can't use your penis. Mm-hmm. You have to use a toy.
Your hands, your face.
Right. Your penis does not get touched tonight. You know, they'll get excited or maybe if they make it through a whole night of play and they don't touch themselves or they follow your rule, then the payoff at the end of the evening is they get released. But you aren't putting a cage on it yet. This is your opportunity to just see what it's like to have control over your partner's cock, to have, or for them to not have control of what happens to their cock and to have to use other things to please and serve you.
For sure.
You can use underwear as what would be the
chastity cage.
Yeah, exactly. The chastity cage. That's a good way just to dip your toe in the water and to see how you both like that kind of play. Then if you like that, you can start with, there are actually cages that don't lock that you can just pull over the cock, silicone cages, and you can kind of start that way with just the silicone cage that goes over the cock but doesn't necessarily lock around it. And from there, sky's the limit, and you definitely want to check out, scroll back to our chastity podcast. You can go on YouTube to my chastity playlist and you're going to find all of the chastity episodes there. Number eight.
Yes, number eight, voyeurism. This is when you are observing some sex happening or being observed while you are having the sex. So a good way, also coming from the chastity situation, would be to have your companion in chastity, be it just underwear, or if you're fancy enough to have a cage, that is also great. And you can just observe them masturbate for you. That is a good way to kind of dip your toe into that and see if you're enjoying the observation, or the other way around. Do you enjoy being observed in that kind of scenario? So that can be a starting out point. And then after that, yet again, the sky's the limit. You can start there with watching your partner, and then you can go to a sex club and watch some people have sex or have people watch you have sex. They do have usually rooms in there that are, have a glass wall where you can, people do observe one way or another. And then, I mean, after that, you can invite other friends to have sex with you or observe your companion have sex with someone else. It just whatever you want.
Another thing that can be really sexually arousing, if you have been doing some role play and you enjoy the dom sub dynamic, is to have the dom just order you to open your legs and show your vagina to them, your pussy to them. Yeah.
Or your penis,
whatever your equipment is, or, you know, your breasts or whatever it is, being told to do that on command. That's a very sexy thing
for sure
to do as well.
And then they can also keep going and say, stroke it or, you know, pinch a nipple or whatever it is, just kind of giving you instruction on what you need to do next without them actually touching you, which is also kind of exciting. And then also coming back into role playing, if you do go out of town for work, for example, you can make it that, I mean, that obviously becomes, you can't touch each other at that point, but you can have a video call and have like a video sex situation where you can both masturbate on different sides of the camera and then observe each other.
We'll be right back. Start the new year off with a bang. My code EXPLORES15 gets you 15% off womanizer.com's famous pleasure air tech sex toys. You know, the clit satisfying sucking sensation that guarantees explosive orgasms. Just go to womanizer.com and check out my personal favorite, the Womanizer Duo 2. Get ready for blended orgasms, or the Premium 2. Womanizer.com has something for you, whether you are seeking clitastic satisfaction, blended orgasms, or explosive G-spot experiences. Just shop womanizer.com and use my code EXPLORES15 at checkout for 15% off. That's 15% off all womanizer.com products with my code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers. There you go. And then you'll figure out if voyeurism is your thing. Number 9, butt stuff. It's definitely, it comes into BDSM play often. For now, sure. And a lot of vanilla people already dabble in butt stuff. I have lots of podcasts on butt play or that talk about butt play. Mm-hmm. I have an intro to butt play. We just did an intro to pegging that you can check out. Now, you don't have to jump in with pegging, but you can start with a finger in the butt. You know, that's a good place to start with everybody to see if that's something you're into. Mm-hmm. Then you can graduate
to a tiny butt plug. Usually they come in like reasonably soft, so they're easy to kind of maneuver and work with. And then lube is your friend, so make sure you're not injuring anyone.
Lube is definitely your friend. This butt plug right here, I have a full review on. You can go to my sex toy review list on YouTube. And this is Fun Factory's Booty Femme. Now, this one is interesting because it is specifically made for vulva and vagina owners. It is made so that on one end, the handle that sticks out, if you are listening right now, it's small. This is a small silicone, super soft butt plug. It's kind of shaped like a tulip. And the handle on one end is short, and that goes towards the vaginal opening. And so when you put this butt plug in, that handle will not cover your vagina. Mm-hmm. So you can also have penetration while having this in. And Fun Factory, you can use my discount, which is SELS20 for 20% off all of Fun Factory products. But the Booty Femme, if we're talking about butt plug, they have several butt plugs that are kind of fun. This weighted one, you can see it's much bigger. This is like moving up in butt play. Mm-hmm. It has basically rattles inside of it. So when it's in you and moving, you can feel extra stimulation. If you are listening, it's a bigger, I don't know how many inches that is. It's about,
I'm not sure either.
2 or 3 inches long, yeah, with two bulbs on it. So it's a bigger, and it can be used on anyone. You'll notice though, it does not have the shortened handle on the one end for the vagina. But there are lots of butt plugs you can experiment out, yeah, with. The one that I'm holding up now is a glass butt plug. I love glass, and I love glass butt plugs. So this is the small one out of a set of, I think, 3 that get much, much bigger. If you like, mm-hmm, to integrate the hot-cold play, they start out cold, really cold. I like cold. Hot doesn't do much for me. Glass is good for that because it holds temperature.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it warms once it's in your body. Mm-hmm. But then from the butt plugs and finger, you can move up to
the pegging. Yay. So, but also butt sex for the women as well.
Yeah.
It's not pegging, just, but yeah, you can, it's any direction it can go. Everybody has a butt.
Number 10, banking and impact play.
Start with your hands so you know how it feels, and then graduate on to other things.
Like her spanking spoon.
Like my spanking spoon.
She has a spanking spoon that says, let's hold it up to the camera. It says, the spanking spoon, it is a traditional wooden spoon, like the kind that you probably got spanked with as a child, which...
I feel like there was no consent there.
Mm. Yeah, maybe being spanked as a kid wasn't good, but whatever. We're talking about, yeah, we're using it now. That's where this all came from.
Yeah, don't use it in cooking at that point.
It's after just you've spanked, spanking, don't put it in the food. but I have some, we also have, well, obviously the light little flogger that I, mm-hmm, showed you before, but I also have a full-sized flogger here, mm-hmm, that has silicone, I believe, or pleather.
Yeah, this is pleather, yeah.
I don't, it has pleather.
Also nice, very on the gentler side for impact type play.
Yeah, this one's not super painful. It's nice medium.
Yeah, definitely start with less painful things and then you graduate if you are enjoying the pain more so. Remember, you have to also kind of stimulate your partner when you are doing this so they are still excited and it's not just the pain, it's a little bit of pain and the pleasure. And then you can graduate to...
So this is my introductory paddle. You're going to find it everywhere at every store. It's, mm-hmm, kind of like par for the course paddle. And on one side, it looks like a paddle. It's, yeah, covered with a pleather for sure. One side is just flat and normal. The other side has these pseudo kind of metal ridges, kind of spikes, but they aren't really spikes. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you one thing. Getting spanked on the side without the little metal additives is far less painful than, oh, for sure, using the side with spikes. So you start out soft, guys. I've said this a million times on this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. Do not go in striking someone new to impact play at 100. You start at 1, and you work up, and you see what level of pain brings them pleasure, because this is about pleasure.
Yeah. You're trying to have fun, not
hurt somebody, not hurt somebody in a way that's traumatizing to, yeah, them. But yeah, this is definitely a great way to experiment with, like, what sensations do you want to experience in impact play and spanking? People think spanking is all one sensation, but it isn't. There are lots of different things, mm-hmm, to try, from your hand to a wooden spoon to a flogger. To paddles.
Hairbrush. Flogging also. It's not, since they are so much more gentle, you can use them on the back. Be obviously mindful of any organs that can be damaged. Your kidneys are important. Don't damage them.
Yeah. Yeah. We're starting at ground zero and it's supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. And, so we have given you, I think, 10 fantastic ways to like launch into the BDSM world and start figuring out what's exciting for you, what you want to do more of, what you aren't into. Mm-hmm. And we would love to get your feedback on these 10 ideas. And if you try them, how does it go? We love to hear from you. The best way to interact with us is going to be going to the YouTube channel, dropping your comment below the video. You can also email me at Annette@SheExploresLife.com. Also, if you scroll down, you're going to see a link to my SpeakPipe, which gives you the opportunity to record a voice recording and send it to me with your thoughts, questions, and comments. You get a short period of time to do that, but please do that. And then Lucy will join me to answer some of your questions, and we will have a Q&A, a playlist up on YouTube. So guys, thank you for joining us. We will be back for more.
Absolutely.
And until then, we'll see you in the locker room.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.